It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Well, sit back, buckle up. We've got another game coming your way. George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys, they have won now six in a row as they have a 51-1 record in this GRC arena. Their record 16-1 overall, and they've won six in a row. They take on Johnson Central. Johnson Central, a team trending the other way. They have dropped two in a row against McGoffin and Martin County on the road. They have lost three of their last four ball games. Their record is 7-5 on the season. Their coach is Tommy McKenzie. He's in his 17th season as Johnson Central head coach. He's highly successful while he's been there. Four district runner-up, eight district championships, four regional runner-up, five regional championships in 2012, 13, 14, 15, and 18. But he's 0-2 against GRC. Let's go to the public address.
2024 Archer Junior Classic Tournament hosted and sponsored by the Winchester Sun. Tonight's game will feature the visiting team on the scoreboards, the Golden Eagles from Johnson Central, and your George Rogers Clark Cardinals. First, the lineups for the Golden Eagles. Head coach Tommy McKenzie comes in with a record of 7 wins and 5 losses. And he will start the following. At guard, a 5'10 freshman, number 0, Andrew Meeks. At guard, a 6'3 freshman, number 1, Austin Sloan. At forward, a 6'4 junior, number 2, Dawson Montgomery. At guard, a 6'1 freshman, number 5, Braden Shepard. And at center, a 6'7 freshman, number 23, Kyle Rose. Are we doing lights? And now let's hear it for your George Rogers Clark Cardinals. Your Cardinals come in tonight with a record of 16 wins and 1 loss. Head coach Josh Cook will start the following. At guard, a 5'11 senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'4 freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2 senior, J.P. Skywalker Gaines. And at guard, a 6'2 senior, number 13, Breland Morrison. Just a reminder, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association requires officials to enforce sportsmanship rules.
There are your starters on the basketball floor tonight as we've got Johnson Central rolling in here. Johnson Central, a team full of freshmen, Bobby. So 7-5 record. Looks like he's building something.
He sure is. He got one junior in the starting lineup, if what I read is correct, and four freshmen. So they're going to get indoctrinated tonight in all probability, but certainly in a state of build.
Last time GRC beat Johnson Central, January 19, 2019, 75-56. Prior to that, they won in 2014 in Rowan County, 79-64. So Coach McKenzie's 0-2 against GRC. The big 6'7 Rose didn't get the tip. Rayshon Hampton missed at the rim. Gaines with a rebound for GRC. Triple team comes out of there. Finds Montez Gay, three-point shot off the rim, kept alive by Breland Morrison, and coming away with it, it's Meeks. Meeks had the ball taken away from him by Gaines, and a foul at midcourt. That foul is on Meeks, his first, team first. J.P. Gaines starting right where he left off last night in a 13-point, 14-rebound effort, 8 offensive boards. He got one here already. Cards with a ball in the half court. Man-to-man by Johnson Central. Sloan on Hampton, the two leading scorers guarding each other on this end. Ashford comes down, brings Carter with him. Malachi drives in, lost the ball on his hip. He's triple-teamed in the paint, goes to the floor, loose ball. Hampton's got it. Breland Morrison, he wanted to load that three, but he took a hop in getting his feet set.
And he stroked it home, but to no avail.
He can hit that corner three, and he likes a high arching shot. A little unorthodox with the rotation. It's got a side spin, but as long as it goes in, that's what counts.
That's it.
Sloan's going to bring it up. Sloan greeted by Breland Morrison. Pass in there to Dawson. Over here to Meeks. His three-point shot is missed. Rebound taken by Hampton. Rayshon, right side of the floor, between the leg dribble. Lost it. Sloan got a hand on it. Turnover, GRC. Going the other way in the front court with the ball, Shepard. Shepard pulls it out. Calling for it is Sloan. Sloan, a guy that's listed at 6'3", looks every bit of it. He's nice built, 170 and a freshman. Driving in, Morrison on him. Driving to the rim, missed it. Rebound kept alive by Gay as he was battling the 6'7", Kyle Rose. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Golden Eagles.
Sloan with a miss at the bucket, but good drive to the basket.
Yeah, and as Joe Dean says, Bobby, he's only a freshman.
That's it.
Step back three on the way, missed. Shepard missed it, going the other way. Malachi Ashford, numbers aren't there. He'll throw up a floater, didn't get it in transition. Morrison keeping it alive, and it's finally pulled down by Sloan. Sloan, lead pass to Shepard, driving right side. Gaines got back, but there's a transition bucket by Shepard.
Got the run out and got the score for the first two of the game.
Ashford brings it up. Meeks on him. Got a step on the defense, then he pulls up. Meeks recovers. They spread the floor out. Gaines coming. He circles down and screens for Hampton. Ashford hooks it over to Rayshon. Three ball on the way. Missed it. Rebound by Morrison. Mid-range jumper. Had a bank angle. Didn't bank it. Coming away. Here's Golden Eagles. Shepard, who's got the game's only basket, pulls it out on the dribble. Behind-the-back dribble now defers to Meeks. Man-to-man by GRC. Sloan very active without the ball, and Breland Morrison chasing him. High ball screen, but instead Sloan takes it left side of the circle. Gets it back from Meeks. Now he drives. Ball fake, got to the rim, put it up and in. He is one of the top scorers. He's number 18 in the state in scoring with about a 24-point per game average. 30-second timeout, back after this brief message.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Personnel remains the same for GRC as the Cardinals now look at some token pressure by Johnson Central. in the backcourt. Ashford and Hampton play catch. Rayshon throws it in the front court. It's deflected out of bounds by Sloan. I shorted Sloan on his per-game average. He's almost 25 per game, and that ranks him in the top 15, top 20. I looked at it this morning. I think he's like number 18 in the state in scoring.
Offensive threat,
yeah,
no doubt.
And a freshman, only a freshman.
Just a freshman.
Yeah, just a freshman. Yeah, he's 6'3", and he really is a true 6'3". Here's Morrison. He's going to line up and shoot a three-point shot that's missed. Rebound battled for, and Johnson Central takes it away. Golden Eagles with a ball and a 4-0 lead. We played 3 minutes. Baseline, Shepard, 18-footer. Mm. Went in, came out with a rebound. Morrison. Coach Cook says run. He does. In the front court. Passes over to Montez Gay. Ball fake on a three. Got to the rim. Put it up. He wanted to dunk, but took a better decision and banked it in.
And as a result, got the contact and the and-one opportunity with a chance to cut this deficit to one.
Montez Gay at the free throw line. A lot of upside to this guy's game. 8 rebounds, 11.5 point per game average, 6'4 freshman, probably still growing, and he completes a three-point play. Pressure in the backcourt. With it there, it's Montgomery over to Sloan, up court to Shepard, behind the back dribble, and they double team him. Cards tighten up quickly. Dawson over to Sloan, left of the lane, cut off on the dribble. Meeks just kind of kicks it over there to Dawson, who raises with a three and missed it. Offensive board. Out to Rose. Another look for the Golden Eagles. Meeks traveled. Rayshon run and jumped him. J.P. Gaines hedged out on the screen. Rayshon jumped him.
Well, that caused him to shuffle.
Cards with a ball. They trail by one. 4.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Token pressure by the Golden Eagles, and GRC breaks it down. Gay, easy pickings from Moreland.
Yeah, Morrison with the perfect pass.
Gaines spats us. Slaps that ball right back at Dawson, and now Sloan's got it. 10 count still going in the backcourt. Meeks has it, and the coach comes out and says, you got to advance the ball across the floor. So they have to burn a 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a message he'd like to impart.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In 5 models, from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Cardinals with a one-point lead midway through this first quarter, and a dangerous pass by Johnson Central, and it's stolen. GRC turns it into points. Morrison at the rim.
Frustrating for a coach to call a timeout and then have your team turn it over right out of the timeout.
Man-to-man in the backcourt. Sloan double-team, finds Meeks. Meeks dribbles through traffic, hands it off to Sloan. His runner shot it short. Gay with a rebound, looks down the floor. Somebody's open. It's Rayshon Hampton at the rim. Put it in.
That's 9 consecutive points by the Cards in a blitz here at the 333 mark.
You saw 4 Johnson Central players in the backcourt, so you knew somebody was open. The Cardinals had numbers, and Hampton finished. And when you see 4 in the backcourt, Bobby, numbers are in your favor.
Yeah, no question.
Cards with a 9-4 lead. Johnson Central with pressure as they get the ball across midcourt. Rose at 6'7", and he is a big guy. Stands and holds the ball above his head. They go to Sloan. He shoots a three from between the circle. Crashing the board, Shepard's got it. Golden Eagles 0-for-4 from three-point shooting. Circling back around, Meeks has it. Leave it on the right wing. He cuts through. Shepard looking for a ball cutter. Instead, he takes matters into his own hand. His floater is missed in the paint. Sloan got the offensive rebound. A lot of contact as Gaines, Ashford, Morrison, take your pick. They're going to put it on Malachi Ashford, his first, team first. Sloan will go to the free throw line.
Right there for that offensive putback attempt, and drew the contact and is on the line.
Sloan rimmed off the free throw. He made his first shot of the game. He's missed his last two, and now he misses his free throw. And again, a guy that averages about 28 a game.
Well, he's probably going to be a volume scorer because he's probably a volume shooter.
Yes. Good point. As they actually look for the team for some support. They got one other guy in double figures, yeah. And that's Shepherd with 16.5. Here's a double-figure scorer for GRC, Montez Gay, who took a bounce pass on the entry block left side, and he shoved in the back by Shepherd. That's a second on Shepherd. Team third.
Get that type of position near the low block, and chances are going to be good. You're going to have something good happen.
Inbound pass to J.P. Gaines, and they leave a path to the bucket, and he put it in. Perfect cut by Ashford, sold it, and Gaines finished it.
Absolutely.
Cards with the 11-5 lead. Golden Eagles with the ball. Meeks went into traffic, lost it, batted around. Four players touched it last off the hands of GRC. Inside of 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter, it'll be Johnson Central with the ball underneath their goal. Cards go man-to-man. They switch off. You can hear Rayshon Hampton calling switches. Shepherd has it, number five, picked up by Ashford, number five. Shepherd picked up his dribble. He's tightened up. Rose comes out beyond the arc and hands it off to Sloan. Now Gay and Morris, they switch off. Driving in, Sloan, step-back shot. Morrison blocked it. He releases. Cards with numbers. Morrison at the rim, his second layup.
13-0 run, and it looks like we've got another timeout by Tommy McKenzie.
Time called by Johnson Central. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll step away for 1 minute. When we come back, more to come right here on WWKY.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Full court press by the George Rogers Clark Cardinals against Johnson Central as GRC up 13-5. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Golden Eagles break the press. Kyle Rose has it. Finds Sloan. Sloan went to the rim, lost it. Picked up there by Dawson at the rim. He got it. Boy, that stops a drought of some time, Bobby.
It sure did. Yeah, they needed that very badly.
Gaines bluffs the shot, goes to Rayshon Hampton. His three-point shot is rimmed out. Montez Gay knocks it away from Kyle Rose, and it will stay. No, it'll be possession two, Johnson Central. Neither team has hit a three-point shot. Cards up on top. 13-7. Here's full court press. GRC will run and jump. Dawson in the backcourt throws it left side of the floor. Rose holds it up. He's way out on the perimeter. Still dribbling. He took one dribble, didn't go anywhere. He leaves it to Weeks. Weeks working with Ashford on him. Sloan offers a screen. They work it right side. Shepherd with it. Sloan cut through. Didn't get it. Rose steps out. Backdoor cut. Nicely covered by J.P. Gaines. Gaines got a hand on it. Nearly had a pick. That would have been his second steal. Dawson with a pass, right side of the floor, clock going at a minute. Pick and roll, and we're going to have an offensive foul on Kyle Rose with a high ball screen, and that's going to be his first. That's a team fourth. Fourth turnover by the Golden Eagles gives it back to GRC. Hampton Taylor comes in, also Eli Craig, as Breland Morrison and Montez Gay get a breather. Cards will bring it up. Johnson Central. They came with token pressure midway through the first, and they keep it on. Ashford walks it up. Weeks on him. Ashford got a step on him all the way to the rim. Put it in. He just lulled him to sleep and then blew by him.
And when he blows by, don't have enough recovery time, and all of a sudden he's got a bucket.
All five Cardinals starters have scored in the game. Shepard missed at the rim. Taylor thought he had a rebound, but Sloan wrestled it away. He put it up, he put it in, and gets a foul.
Basket is good by Sloan.
Foul is going to be on Hampton Taylor, his first, team second. Sloan now with 5 points in the game as Maddox Campbell checks in. J.P. Gaines gets a breather. Some of these guys get an extra 30 seconds to a minute break. Coach Cook, very good coach. Free throw made by Sloan. Cardinals with the ball and a five-point lead. Clock at 30 seconds and rolling here in the first quarter. Ashford walking it up. Double stack set up high. Ashford rubs off of it. Step back shot from 17, left of the lane, missed it. Sloan with his third rebound. Throw it the length of the floor. Dawson tries to throw it to Kyle Rose, who was trailing the play. And I'm sure he'd like to have that back as a do-over.
Yeah, just a little bit too anxious there. Still had 10 seconds to go, but was trying to hit him in stride as he was coming down the court.
Ashford in a hurry with those 5 seconds on the clock. He's at the left elbow, drop it baseline. Taylor to Campbell at the rim. It rolls off, but he's going to be fouled. He was wanting the and one, and Maddox Campbell irritated there that he couldn't finish.
Had a chance to get an assist also.
Now, Bobby, this guy denied having flashy shoes at the Cardinal Connection Wednesday. And I told him, you go to that closet and decide what shoes to pull out when you're pregame prep. He said, I don't have them. I'd say pink and purple classify as pretty flashy shoes, wouldn't you?
Well, it all depends.
I'm not seeing your golf shoe wardrobe. Maybe you wear them every day. I don't know.
Well, it all depends on the people you're around.
Maddox Campbell goes 1 of 2 at the foul line to give the Cardinals their first free throw point here in second chance scoring. GRC on top of Johnson Central, 16-10 at the end of one. Second quarter play coming your way in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Hold the line, that's that song. Well, we're holding on to the lead, 16-10, GRC leading. Cardinals send out on the floor Rashawn Hampton, Montez Gay, Eli Craig, Hampton Taylor, and Breland Morrison. Johnson Central with the ball. Cards turning up the defense as Craig and Gay trap. Left somebody all alone. Dawson, he was all by himself, and he scores an easy one.
Yeah, he was 15 feet open on that one.
Rashawn Hampton, top of the circle, angles off to the left, picked up by Sloan. Gay has it, right wing to Craig, flashing across, Breland Morrison over to Hamp Taylor. He shoots a 3, went down, came out. Morrison trying to keep it alive. He does. Gay has it, spinning, shooting, missed a shot, batted around, going the other way with it. Johnson Central. Shepard on a run out, missed at the rim. Gay in there battling two of the biggest players for Johnson Central, and he comes away with the rebound, and that's a foul on Sloan. His first, team first of this quarter.
Snatched that ball off of the rim and got whacked by two guys as he brought it down.
J.P. Gaines in, replacing Hampton Taylor, and the Cards will have the basketball with a minute deep in the second quarter, leading 16-12. Run and jump on Hampton. Rayshon, bounce pass, left wing, Gaines has it. JP goes baseline against the smaller Weeks. Got in the paint, they reverse it quickly. Hampton open three, good. Nice ball movement, Bobby.
Yes, and you don't want to leave him that open because more often than not, you're going to pay for it.
He's one of the top three-point shooters in the state, hitting at 45-46% on the season. Lead pass into the front court. Shepard, crossover dribble, leans in to Craig, put the shot up, got the basket as Eli had him, but he was backing up. And Craig foul is the first, team first of this quarter. Shepard at the free throw line. In this ball game, he has now 4 points.
And nice, strong offensive maneuver taking the defender to the cup.
And he makes the free throw, completes a three-point play. He averages 16.5 per game, and he makes this a four-point Cardinal lead. 6.5 to go before halftime. Montez Gay has it knocked away from him by Rose. Goes to Rayshon Hampton. Wants the three. Shoots the three and hits the three.
Got to get a hand up. Coach just puts his arms up. He knows you have to guard that one.
Montez Gay with back-to-back assist to Rayshon Hampton on three-point shots. Turnover by Johnson Central. They've committed 6 in the game. GRC with 2. Ashford back in for the Cardinals. Eli Craig comes out. And the big guy, Kyle Rose, he takes a seat. And they bring in 6'2", junior Jacob Breeding. Rayshon Hampton looks over at Coach Cook. Hands on hip. Coach Cook calls a play. Rayshon goes to Gaines, top of the key, handed off to Breland Morrison, 15-footer, it's a foul line, good. Nice mid-range jumper.
Well, he curled to the right elbow and went straight up for the deuce. Cards up 9 here at the 5:50 mark.
6 in the game for Morrison, coming off double figures against Montgomery County. Sloan got to the rim, nice scoop shot, drove to his left, spinned and put it up with the right. And Sloan in this ballgame, he's got 8 points in a 30-second timeout. Called by the Cardinals. GRC up 7, back after this brief message.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cardinals with the basketball and the lead. We've got 5:40 to go before halftime. Ashford brings it up. Man-to-man by Johnson Central. Cards run the weave. Gaines fires it over to Rayshon Hampton. Open three. Rimmed out. Rebound there by Breeding for Johnson Central. His first touch of the ball, and he throws it down into Shepard, who had gotten behind the defense, and all of a sudden, he's got 7 in the game.
Sliced in from the right baseline with a bullet pass and a conversion.
Montez Gay wanting to go on Breeding. Crossover dribble. 15-foot jump shot. Missed it. Gaines kept it alive. Weeks comes away with it, though. Meeks in a hurry. Throws it to Shepard. He's had the hot hand. Put it up. Put it in. And if they're going to give him an and one here, let's see.
Foul is on Ashford.
Ashford gets the foul. His second. Team second of the quarter. And no basket. They said foul on the floor. Abram Howard in. Montez Gay goes out. Montez with 5 points and 2 assists in the game. Those 2 assists to Rayshon Hampton for 3-point shots. Dawson Montgomery throws it out on top to Weeks. Weeks with Malachi Ashford on him. They spread the floor. Popping out Shepard. Got it between the circle. Left side to Sloan. Sloan's got 8 in the game. They look for him a lot. With it on top is Breeding. Hands it off. Sloan moving without the ball, but Rayshon Hampton on his hip. Sloan just took it to the rim. Sloan got to the basket. Hampton had help. But J.P. Gaines was in there, but Rayshon's going to pick up the foul. His first, team third.
Clever ball player with a quick first step and a good gate. And once he takes it to the basket, he's going with authority.
Free throw put up and put in. Sloan has shot more than twice as many free throws than any of his other teammates. He has now made his 3 in a row after missing his first one. trying to get into double digits here. He shoots 72.5% on the season, and he's 100% on this trip, making both free throws. Cards up by three. That lead's been cut down a little. Abram Howard, open three, missed it. Weak side rebound, Rose, who checked in for the Golden Eagles, claims it. In the front court, Golden Eagles with the ball. Sloan at the foul line, picked up by Morrison. Goes to Weeks. Down in the low post, Rose double team, kick it out. Montgomery's three, got it. All of a sudden, we're tied.
24-all, 9-0 run by the visitors here in the past couple of minutes. If not at this score.
Morrison between the circle, lays down the dribble, hands it off over to Malachi. Gaines shoots a rare three, and that's missed. Cards now 2 of 9 shooting the three. It can shoot you in it or shoot you out of it. Sloan to Rose for the lead. They got it. Johnson Central goes up by two.
11-0 run.
Cards with only three baskets in this quarter. Coach Cook, we've heard him talk about it. I let the guys try to figure it out on the floor. He's used a couple of timeouts already in this first half. Rayshon Hampton on the wing. Screen down, pop out Ashford. Malachi looks, got to the rim, finger roll, not there, got his own board somehow among three players. Hampton with a three, good! Cardinals hit second chance scoring there. Rayshon Hampton with three threes, giving him 11 points in the game.
Coach says the one person you couldn't let shoot, and he let him shoot it.
And it's going to be out of bounds off Weeks, as the official says, no, young fellow, you touched it. Weeks is saying no. But he didn't get any sympathy from Coach McKenzie, who's now imitating, bringing the ball up the floor, just pounding it. So you got to advance it, young man.
Malachi with a good deflection off of him out of bounds.
3 minutes to go before half. Rubbing off the screen. Ashford got to the rim. Finished with a left hand and draws the foul. And we've got it out here on the floor, and that's going to be a foul called on Dawson Montgomery, his first, team second. And now Malachi Ashford will go to the free throw line. Ashford, a very good free throw shooter, and that may be an understatement. He averages 13 points per ball game. He's hitting 80%, almost 81%. He and Rayshon Hampton both. And Malachi makes the free throw here. Six Cardinal players have scored in this game. They haven't scored a lot,
no,
but just enough to hold a slim two-point lead here with 3:02 to play in the half. And that's where it will stay. Rebound by Gaines. In traffic. Put it up. Put it in. Rebound put back on an offensive rebound on a foul shot. And you talk about something that will really irritate a coach. That does.
Well, but you're talking about J.P. Gaines, and he is special.
Gaines becoming a crowd fan and coach favorite as he completes the three-point play. All of a sudden, the Cardinals with 9 points in second chance scoring. They lead by five. Dawson Montgomery, a lot of dribbling, didn't go anywhere. Sloan has it. He's double teamed. Back to Montgomery. Thought about a three, driving in. Gay shut him off on the baseline left side. Sloan has it. Rayshon Hampton, very pesky, just right up in Sloan's grill. Now he gives him space, and Johnson Central is going to try to spread the floor. They pop out Shepherd, left side to Sloan. Shepherd tries to set for the three. He lost Howard, but Gay helped him out. Weeks has it. Throws a pass that's picked off by Rayshon Hampton. Driving layup. Got it at the rim.
Now,
they take a turnover and make points, Bob.
A 9-0 run one way. 9-0 run the other.
13 in the game for Hampton. We've got 2 minutes to go before halftime. J.P. Gaines, once he lowered his hands,
yeah,
he was going to get a foul. As long as he kept them up, he was in good defensive posture, but he dropped his hands. That's a foul on Gaines, his first, team fourth in this quarter. It'll be Johnson Central with the ball on their end of the floor. They ran a play, but Shepherd cut through. He couldn't get it, and they're going to call a five-second call, and Coach McKenzie, so irritated,
yeah,
he rolls up the program and walks the sideline to reach and get a player.
Official David Bryan right there to make the call.
Breeding comes out, and back-to-back turnovers by Andrew Weeks a freshman point guard, 5'10". I mean, he's a nice player.
He is. Well, they've got a nice squad.
Yeah, they do. They're
going to develop.
Yeah, freshmen, and they play out of the 15th region. Coach McKenzie's won 5 regional championships, most recently 2018. Here's Hampton, one-on-one, going against Sloan. Sloan with 2 fouls, but he stole it away. And then taking it back is J.P. Gaines. Gaines with a steal. Picks it up, left of the lane. Bullet pass to Howard. Drop it to Gay. Ball fake. Montez. Jump stop. Feeds Morrison. Puts it up, and he traveled.
GRC a little too unselfish on that particular situation there, and he shuffled his feet as he went up after getting a nice pass from Montez across the lane.
Cards with a 33-26 lead, a minute and a half to play here in the first half. Johnson Central in a hurry. Sloan behind the back dribble. Got in the paint. Ball fake. Twice. Put it up in traffic. Missed badly. Gay with a rebound. Lead pass to Morrison and nobody back. And
yeah.
Breland scores easily. 10 points in fast break runouts for the Cards.
That's an 11-0 card run after they had been headed there a couple of minutes ago.
Shepard, right side. Abram Howard playing a lot of minutes, defensively doing a good job. Here's another turnover, and with it's Rayshon Hampton in the front court. Dribbling, no-look pass. Gay at the rim, put it in.
Lulled them to sleep. The Cards continued to run the floor, and Montez all alone on the left side.
Sloan is fouled in the backcourt. Breland Morrison gets his first foul. That's going to be 5 team fouls. It will put Austin Sloan on the free throw line. Sloan is 4 of 5 shooting free throws this evening. And he has double figures. He's got 20 in this first half. He's got 10 in this first half. Coach Cook talking to one of the officials on the sideline. As Sloan will shoot 2 free throws, and he makes the first one. He's got another one coming.
Yeah,
so
that,
Austin Sloan, after missing his first free throw, he's now made 5 in a row.
And that broke a 3-minute drought for the Golden Eagles.
10-point Cardinal lead. Now it's cut into single digits as Sloan makes both free throws. Clock rolling, 40 seconds. Rayshon Hampton in the front court. Between the leg dribble. Got in there, and they're going to have Sloan with a push-off, and if that's the case, it may be number 3 on him.
That is his third.
Yeah, he doesn't need that.
Wow.
They've got to have him on the court.
Fourth team foul, and Breeding comes in. Sloan will set the final 37 and a half seconds. Inbound to Gay. Gay just went right around Rose. Two-hand dunk at the rim. And a nice cut, and Gay with a dunk. Technical foul, they say. Montez.
Oh, hanging on a rim?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know if it was hanging on the rim or. At the foul line, Shepard, he rolls in a free throw. I don't know. I don't think he would have said anything unless he gave a look or something to another player. I must have been hanging on the rim.
Well,
but it looked like he flushed it pretty good.
Well,
Coach Cook saying.
And David Ryan, they're at it.
Fort Johnson Central, number 1, Austin Sloan.
So the possession will remain with Johnson Central. They give Gay the 2 points
right. As
Braden Shepard makes the technical free throws. Rose screens down, frees up Shepard. He goes to Sloan, clock at 30. Rose offers a screen. Braylon Morrison looking at Sloan. Sloan just holding the ball while the clock rolls down. Coach McKenzie telling his team to spread the floor. That tells me he wants one-on-one with Sloan. He drives, gives it up. Dawson Montgomery, and they say he stepped on the end line. Gaines had something to do with it. JP with a coy look as not me.
Yeah,
he got away with it.
He closed off the lane down
that
the baseline.
It went nowhere, did it?
But, I mean, he got there just a split second early, but forced him out.
Malachi Ashford in. 13. Abram Howard out. They got the clock rolling. Ashford walking it up. It's now at 10. Looks over. He goes into the offense, trailing the plays. Rayshon split the defense, throws up a shot, and we got a blocking foul on Breeding, who thought he could draw a charge, but Rayshon was by him before he could get set. So Hampton will go to the free throw line with 3.3 seconds, and another one of these Cardinal players that's shooting 81% at the free throw line, he'll take his turn there. Rayshon's free throw is up, and he missed it off the back iron. He and Ashford both shooting 81% for the season. They've each missed a foul shot here. 13 points in the game for Rayshon Hampton in the first half. He's got all three of the GRC three-point shots that have been made. Second free throw, good. Again, and Breland Morrison comes out. 3.5 seconds to go. Cards up 10, 40, 30. Abram Howard back in. Throw it up near midcourt. Hampton got it at the horn. He lost it, nearly made it. He is fast. He's all over the floor. He's a guy that keeps moving, never stops.
That's what those fellows from Benton, Illinois said last week.
Oh, he was a blur, huh? Yeah. He played like his hair is on fire. We've got halftime now with George Rogers Clark Cardinals leading at half by a score of 40-30. You're listening to high school basketball here at the beautiful GRC Arena. This is a Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. This is the fifth of five games. Bobby and I will take a two-minute break. We come back, we'll catch you up on the winners of the first four and break this one down at halftime. Cards up 10, back in 2 minutes.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
We're at halftime here, the fifth of five games that have taken place. And again, it takes a host of people to put on an event like this. It began at noon, and we've had some of the top girls teams in the state in here playing. We've had great hospitality rooms. We've had great food, wonderful basketball, great sportsmanship. Sponsor here, Winchester Sun. They have been one of the supporters of this event as WWKY. We are covering the boys and the girls games. Again, fifth game of five games of the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. It started at 12 noon. Bobby, we rolled in here eight girls teams and catch us up on who played and who won.
The opener, Ashland Paul Blazer defeated Louisville Central in game one. Game two, Frederick Douglass from Lexington beat Notre Dame Academy out of Covington. Game three, North Laurel defeated DuPont Manual out of out of Louisville. And then in the fourth game, GRC's girls came from 10 points down after three quarters, outscoring the opposition 18-6 in the final quarter to eke out a 59-57 victory over a very, very talented Covington Holy Cross Indian team.
And here we are at halftime with the single boys game. It's Johnson Central, the Golden Eagles, out of the 15th region, coming in here playing the GRC Cardinal boys team, four-time 10th region champ, your reigning Sweet 16 state runner-up, and the year prior, the Sweet 16 overall champion. So the Cards have won now four in a row, and they lead here at halftime by a score of 40-30 over the Johnson Central Golden Eagles here at the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. Looking at how this game played out in the first half, it was 16-10 at the end of the first quarter. Game got tied. Bobby called it with a couple of 9-0 runs, and then GRC able to reassert themselves, and they lead at halftime by a score of 40-30. Looking at some of the team numbers, 3 of 11 shooting the three-point shot are the GRC Cardinal team, and Rayshon Hampton has all three of those three-point shots made. Johnson Central, meanwhile, they went 1 of 5. Turnovers, 12 committed by the Golden Eagles, only 4 for the GRC Cardinals. Second chance scoring, Cards with a 9-2 edge in that area. Fast break scoring, GRC with a 12-2 edge over Johnson Central in that area. Cardinals are 5 of 8 at the free throw line, while the Golden Eagles are very sparkling, 9 of 10 at the free throw stripe. Individually for the Golden Eagles, they are led in scoring by one of the top 20 scorers in the state, averages 25 a game, Austin Sloan. He's halfway there. He's got 12 at halftime. 9 points in the game by Braden Shepard, 7 points for Dawson Montgomery, 2 points for Kyle Rose. Andrew Meeks and Jacob Breeding both played but failed to score. For the George Rogers Clark Cardinals, head coach Josh Cook, he played 9 guys in the first half. So 9 Cardinal players off the bench. Leading in scoring is Rayshon Hampton with 14 points. You've got 9 points by Montez Gay, 8 points for Breland Morrison, 5 scored by J.P. Gaines, 3 points by Malachi Ashford. Maddox Campbell has 1 point in the game. Eli Craig, Abram Howard, and Hampton Taylor all played but failed to score. Halftime, it's 40-30. George Rogers Clark Cardinals with the lead. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Bobby and I'll be back when we return. More halftime show to continue on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's Sale. Incredible New Year's savings. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's Sale at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals back out of the locker room with a shoot around as GRC leads here at the half 40-30 over a Johnson Central team comprised largely of four freshmen and a couple of juniors. And Coach Tommy McKenzie, he's got a club to build for the future. I mean, they're game ready now, don't get me wrong, but I mean, think he's got these guys coming back, Bobby, for a few more years.
Yeah, three more years, and down in the 15th region, he is going to be a force with which to be reckoned down there for the next 3 years, and notwithstanding this year.
And Coach Cook, familiar with Johnson Central from his June Buchanan years, and actually, Johnson Central head coach Tommy McKenzie has never beaten GRC. He's 0-2 against the Cardinals, and GRC leads here by a score of 40-30 at the halftime. And Johnson Central just now emerging from their locker room as they'll get a few shots up before we get ready for second half play. Again, it's a Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. Five games of basketball here at the GRC Arena. Four girls game, wrapping it up here with this boys in the nightcap. We'll take a 30-second break. Back with action after this brief message.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
There's the horn. We get ready for second half play. Third quarter about to get underway again. Cardinals leading 40-30, leading the way for GRC. 14 points for Rayshawn Hampton. 9 scored by Montez Gay, 8 for Breland Morrison, 5 for J.P. Gaines, 3 points for Malachi Ashford, 1 scored by Maddox Campbell. You had Eli Craig, Abram Howard, and Hampton Taylor all played but failed to score. For Johnson Central, 3 players have scored primarily. It's been Austin Sloan with 12, Shepard with 9, Montgomery with 7. Cards with the ball to begin the third quarter, up 10. And we've got a little bit of a matchup zone now by Johnson Central. Gaines skips it from the baseline out to Ashford. Malachi breaks the defense down. Hampton open three. Missed it. Gaines with an offensive board. What's new there? Here's Hampton with a little floater. Got it up and in.
Took what the defense gave him up to about 6 feet on the baseline and just put it up over the rim for the deuce.
He's a lefty, and that gave him a better angle at it, and that thing floated high, the teardrop. Sloan dribbling, behind-the-back dribble, got a step on Morrison, drove the basket and draws the foul. I think he wanted to dunk there. He got out of rhythm on his step as Morrison closed on him. First on Breland, second on Breland, first on the team. Coach Cook talking to his senior 6'2 post player. Sloan at the free throw line. He has made now 6 in a row at the foul line after missing his first one. Now make it 7 in a row. And he was a 70% shooter coming into this game. This will help him significantly. He drains both free throws. 14 in the game for Sloan. Paces his club. Cards bring it up. Out of that zone and now going back to man-to-man's Johnson Central. Rayshawn moving without the ball. Tried to get free of Sloan. He does. Step back three off the back iron. Sloan takes a rebound and miss long. He doesn't have numbers. Drives it in. Ball fake. Shot put up. Missed by Shepard. Big Rose in there at 6'7". Can't get it away from J.P. Gaines. Morrison on a run out. Dunk it in transition.
Got ahead of the defense and was able to, with one dribble and two steps, slam it home.
And when you get the defensive rebound like the Cardinals did, that triggered the break. Sloan on the drive. Man, he's a warrior, too. He got it up and in. Just one-on-one basketball there, though. Ashford walks it up. Gets to the right of the circle. Straight away to Gay. Montez shooting 50% from three-point range. That one went down and rimmed out. Guard, sometimes you can get enamored with that shot, and it can be fool's gold. They're 3 of 14 tonight. Last night, a different story.
Last night, they were cooking early, and they got them going.
Hit 11 total for the game. Shepard picked up his dribble, needs help. Over there, Meeks makes himself available. Meeks, 5'10", point guard, picked up by Ashford. Sloan has it. He's double-teamed. Splits it with a pass to Meeks, and we got a reach-in foul against GRC, and that was pretty pretty light foul. That's a third on Malachi, and he was out near mid-court on a trap and picked that one up. Shepard wants to throw it in. Sloan, who else, comes to get it. Handed off to Shepard. Thought about a three. Works it left side. Montgomery, and he ran out of the baseline. That's the second time JP has just cut him off and let him run out of court.
He is a cagey veteran senior, and it's good we've got him on our side.
A lot of growth in that guy.
Gracious.
Physically and just basketball IQ. Montez Gay still can't find that three. He's 0 for 5. He is somehow or other, that rebound came back to him. Cards didn't get it, and Shepard's going to score on the other end.
Yeah, just a hustle play that time by Shepard and his team to cut this lead to 8.
Malachi Ashford rubs off a game screen, got to the foul line, goes to Gay, left side, Morrison. He likes that corner three. This time it doesn't go, but another offensive board by J.P. Gaines. His fadeaway in the paint. Got it in, draws a foul. Gaines becoming the Dennis Rodman of GRC basketball. He's an energy guy with offensive and defensive rebounding, defense and rebound putbacks.
Wasn't in the best position to grab that rebound, but not only got it, he was able to gather himself and put up a shot and get an and one, which he just converted.
He now has 2 and 1 plays in this game. Cards lead 47-36. 5:15 to go in the third, and Rose throws a pass somehow or other. Shepard got it, and then Weeks just spins out on the end, and we've got a whistle. They're going to say Morrison helped him lose the ball, but there for a moment.
Now Weeks calling the foul.
Yeah, they're saying Morrison helped him. That's his third, team third. I think Meeks was ready to come meekly to the bench and apologize to his coach, but Shepard puts it up and in.
Yeah, just a nice, looked like one of our plays out under the basket.
Out of bounds play, and they score, and Rayshon Hampton, one-on-one, left to the lane, goes to Gay, out on top to Morrison, pick and roll with JP, not there, Breland, a lot of dribbling, got to get rid of it. Hampton picks up the loose ball, flips up a shot over his right shoulder with his left hand and draws the foul into paint. And that foul is going to be on Kyle Rose, his second. That'll be the second on the team. Rayshon Hampton, 1 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. He's got 16 points in the ball game, working on a 20 per game average scoring clip. He makes a free throw here. Eli Craig in. Breland Morrison gets a breather. Morrison's got 10 in the game. Morrison's had his hands full trying to guard Sloan, too, man-to-man. He and Rayshon switching duties as Hampton makes both free throws. 18 in the game for Rayshon. Cardinals with a 49-38 lead. Johnson Central with the ball. Man-to-man coming off the curl. It's Sloan spinning in the lane. Took about 3 steps and got to the rim and put it in.
Yeah, he certainly worked his way to the goal.
18 in the game for Sloan. Malachi Ashford circles around with a dribble between the circle, lowers his head, got deep, feeds Gaines with Weeks flying at him. JP hits a three, and Meeks was flying at him.
On the floor.
Time called.
Full
timeout called by the GRC Cardinals. So we've got time on the floor, 4:14 to play in the third quarter. GRC up 52-40. Back in 1 minute.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Four 14 to go here in the third quarter. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Cards up by 12, 52-40. Johnson Central will bring it up the floor. Cards have Ashford, Gaines, Maddox Campbell's checked in, Hampton, and Eli Craig. Shepherd with a three, and he hit it.
Well, I tell you what, he took it right up and stroked it in.
Shepherd now with seven in this quarter, give him 16 in the game, and we've got a whistle away from the ball. And uncertain what's happening here. I think maybe
straightening out a little bit too much extracurricular activity on the low block, maybe. Telling everybody to straighten up and play the game.
Yeah, well, couldn't have been any more chippy than that girls' game we had. And the one last night as well.
That's so true.
Cards keep the ball and the lead. Step back shot, top of the key. Two-pointer by Rayshon Hampton.
Yeah, his foot was on the line, but nothing but bottom on that stroke.
He's got 20 points in the game. Shepherd comes off the handoff from Meeks, and we've got a whistle, a foul away from the ball. And they're going to call the foul is on Dawson Montgomery, his third, team third. Make it, they're saying his fourth.
Wrong, yeah. Okay.
So he sets an illegal screen. Give it to GRC. Breeding comes in, and a frustrated Dawson Montgomery goes out. Cards with the ball and the 54-43 lead. Inside of 3.5 to play here in the third. Maddox Campbell, he'll take a rare three. Off the back iron. Gaines with another offensive board. Wrap around pass. Wow. Found Hampton, scored at the rim. Put it in. Assist to Gaines. Bucket Hampton.
The unsung hero. Wow. What a quick reaction to that long rebound. And then a...
Well, that's just what confidence will do for you, growth. I mean, his game has just grown exponentially. He being J.P. Gaines. Rayshon, too. I mean, Rayshon's gone from being in the rotation as a sophomore to a sub as a junior. And, man, here is a senior, a leader.
He is rocking.
And he was a reserve on a great team and brought energy then. Sloan comes off the curl, throws up the shot, banked it in as he was double-teamed by Craig and Ashford. Count the basket. They're going to say the foul is going to be on Gaines. That's his second. That's 14 fouls against GRC in the quarter. Sloan tried to complete an and one. He's got 20 in the game also and now make it 21. He has made 9 free throws in a row after missing his first one. It's 57-46. Cardinals just keep that 10-11 point lead. They've just been swapping baskets. Hampton comes off the curl, takes a pass from Craig, step back 15-footer, short. Sloan's got it for the Golden Eagles. Eli Craig will greet him at midcourt. Sloan, left-hand dribble, pull up, 17-footer, good. Nice player.
Yeah, he shaked and baked, went left, and straight up for just outside the elbow, deuce there.
Well, now it's cut inside of double digits, and Ashford has it knocked away from him. Turnover cards. Here come the Golden Eagles. They've cut it to 9, looking for more. Rose at the right elbow. Had a shot. Instead, he kicks it out. Breeding off the bench goes to Shepherd. He'll drive, and a shot rejected at the rim by Maddox Campbell. Morrison and Gay check in. Maddox Campbell comes out. It'll be Hampton, Gaines, Gay, Ashford, and Morris. Lob pass to Rose. Put it on the floor. Hand it off. Shot missed by Shepard. Lead pass to Ashford in a foot race. Got to the rim. Missed it. Rebounded by Morrison. In traffic. He can't score. Gaines, though, he cleaned it up and put it in.
Well, they missed it so they could get two offensive rebounds.
Well, I tell you what, he's into his total.
How about that?
Coming off a 13-point, 14-rebound, 8 on the offensive glass last night. 13 in the game for J.P. Gaines. Boy, he scored last night. Shepard wanting more, and he shoots a 3 and hit it off the curl. He's hit back-to-back threes. He's got 19 in the game.
Trimming this lead to 8.
Minute 25 to go in the third. Montez Gaze, 0 for 6. Missed that 3. Out on top. Now, Meeks will hold it up. Coach Tommy McKenzie saying, let's hold it up. Let's make every possession count at this point. They've got it inside of double digits. Back door by Dawson Montgomery is broken up. Morrison got the steal. He's going to drive, lay it up, and in.
Frustrating for Coach McKenzie because they had it where they wanted it and then had an empty trip.
Yeah, their spacing was terrible. They had a cluster of players out between the circle, and Coach McKenzie just dropping his head, now scratching it, kind of like you said, Bobby. He just had poor spacing, and a turnover led to a fast break. 61-51, Cards up by 10, back after this brief 30-second break.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
GRC Cardinal boys up 10. Bobby's got a message to follow that.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
We drove by that fine establishment yesterday. Good selection of inventory there on the lot.
Well, they've been a great sponsor through the years for all of these broadcasts, and we certainly appreciate them as well as all of the sponsors.
Johnson Central with the ball. The Cardinals have put Abram Howard back in the game. He joins Rashawn Hampton, Breland Morrison, J.P. Gaines, and Montez Gay. Run and jump by the Cards. Out on the floor. Johnson Central with perimeter passing, and every time it goes to the wing, it's trapped. They drop it baseline. Shepherd's hit 2 threes. They get him covered. Move it quickly. Reverse it left side. Coach McKenzie saying move the ball. 17 seconds. Clock rolling at 15. Meeks out on the floor, back to Sloan. He's the guy they want to shoot it, him or Shepard. Double team, a bad pass by Breeding and stolen by Abram Howard as they took a minute off the clock. And again, that's so irritating to a coach.
Oh, heavens.
And Sloan gets his fourth, team fifth.
You get out of your rhythm trying to run a little clock, and the next thing you know, you've got a turnover there because you're not comfortable with what you're doing.
Absolutely. And they were running, jumping, and trapping when it went to the wing. And Breeding made that pass, and at the foul line, it's going to be Abram Howard. Howard's free throw, it didn't draw iron on
it. A little short.
One. Yeah, a little. Just a little short. He's 2 for 4 on the season at the stripe, now 2 for 5. He scored 9 points in a varsity freshman season, and that one just hit the front of the rim in a hurry. Here's Sloan. Sloan driving. Euro step floater at the horn off the back iron. He got to the rim. Quality shot, but it didn't go. GRC keeps a 10-point lead. They led by 10 at half, and they continue to lead by 10. 61-51. We'll be back. Fourth and final quarter coming your way on WWKY.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Fourth quarter coming up here on this Saturday of basketball. It's been four games prior to this one. All-girls game at the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. And this will be the final of five games. Cardinals on top, 61-51. Johnson Central with the basketball. GRC has Malachi Ashford, Rayshawn Hampton, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, Montez Gay on the floor. Alston Sloan immediately to the rim, put it up and in, and he's cut it in. Into that lead.
Basket is good by Sloan.
Got the pass across midcourt to the top of the key. He took it strong to the basket. When that ball fake gets the and one opportunity.
Sloan's free throw.
Yep.
He made it, man.
Down to seven.
He goes on. He's made 10 in a row at the free throw line. 7-point Cardinal lead, as Bobby just said, and GRC with perimeter passing. They run the weave. Ashford got in there deep, cut off by the 6-foot-7-inch Rose. Out to Breland Morrison, a lot of dribbling, intent on getting by Meeks. He did, and he scored at the rim. He was determined. He wasn't giving it up.
He elevated right over the post, man, on the baseline for that deuce, getting the lead back out to 9.
14 in the game for Morrison. Had double figures last night. Sloan, left of the lane, double team, throws a pass, and they're going to get him for a turnover there. I tell you what, he can play on my team, though.
Absolutely.
A true 6'3". Yeah. I mean, he's tall, and he's 170. He's sturdy built.
And he's young.
Yeah, freshman. And
wow.
Moves well without the ball, and it, very comfortable with it in his hands. Rayshawn Hampton, another guy, and he feeds Gaines on the right block. JP elevates over the shorter player. But he missed at the rim. A rare miss by Gaines, shooting 64% from the floor on the season. One of the top 20 in the state. Crossover dribble out on top. Meeks hands it off to Sloan. Sloan angles off to the left. Morrison goes with him. High ball screen by Rose. Morrison fights through. Sloan couldn't get a shot. Here's a guy that will shoot. Shepard, and he hit another three. He's got three-point shots in the second half.
And that cuts his lead to 6 here at the 6:30 mark.
Cardinals looking for a bucket here. They've given Gay the outside shot. He's 0-for-6 beyond the arc. He's just inside the circle, and he throws it straight away to Ashford. Malachi passes to Hampton. Rayshawn pivots out, looks for Morrison. Left side, they go to Ashford. Gaines, high ball screen. Malachi got on the right of the lane. They're calling for travel, but he kept his position there. Rayshawn wanted a spin move, lost the ball. Shepard cut him off. Cards will reset. Coach Cook looks at his game sheet and tells his guys what he wants right in front of the bench. Ashford hands it off to Morrison between the circle. Cards showing some patience. There's a three by Hampton. Boy, they showed patience, and they got the shot.
And then we get a timeout to boot. How about that? Back up to 9. Took about 45 seconds off the clock, but got the shot from Rayshawn that they wanted.
Three-pointer by Hampton. Full timeout, 66-57. Cards lead. Back in a minute.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64. CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
After that timeout, GRC back up by 9. And it'll be possession to Johnson Central. Cards drop back. They'll pick him up midcourt. While Andrew Meeks is the senior 5'10 point guard, they're going to give it over to Sloan. Austin Sloan, 6'3 freshman, goes to Shepherd. Got to cover him. He tried to sell a three-point shot with a flop. No call there, and Coach McKenzie looking at the official saying, "You sure he didn't touch my guy?" Evidently not.
Well, he didn't even draw iron with that one. It wasn't even close coming out of a timeout.
Ashford, top of the key, backdoor cut. Hampton caught it in traffic, goes to the floor. Montez Gay splits the defense with a pass to a cutting Morrison. Boy, he just gashed that defense.
Well, it was Montez with that ball fake and then the slash to the basket.
Sloan hits a three with Gay flying at him. Well, that'll get you back in the game. 5 of 10 shooting the three is Johnson Central. Cards with the ball, up 8. We played a little over 3 minutes here in the fourth quarter. We've got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And they're going to call the foul on Rayshawn Hampton as he has drawn attention to himself with Shepherd in that flop one time. Well, they flopped this time, and they got Rayshawn for pushing off.
4:51, cards up 8, but the possession arrow and the ball, Johnson Central.
Coming away with it, it'll be Sloan bringing it up. He attacks. Morrison shuts him off. They screen down, pop out Dawson Montgomery. Give and go to Sloan. Sloan picked up his dribble. Out on top, Shepherd, 25-foot three. That shot's missed. Big Kyle Rose with a rebound. Dawson Montgomery got in the paint. He traveled, I believe. Oh, they're going to call foul on the floor. He went from the right side of the lane to the left side of the lane, took one dribble and pivoted twice. Wow. Gay with a foul, his second, team third.
3-0 in this quarter on fouls.
Meek on the perimeter. They go to Shepherd. Shepherd has it pried from his hands by Rayshawn Hampton. Stops the clock with 4:25 to play in the game. And GRC, the Cardinals up 68-60. Eagles ball on their end of the floor. Shepherd wants somebody to come to him. Who else but Sloan? Austin Sloan thinking about a three, got to the right elbow, puts up the shot, and the leaner he banked it up and in. Morrison with good defense, what can you do?
Well, hops and strong.
He's got 32 in this game, 20 in the second half. Rayshawn Hampton is going to be fouled near midcourt by Shepherd, his third. That'll be the team's first, and Rayshawn sold that one pretty good, but Shepherd was on him.
Well, they can gamble here for a couple, three more fouls inside the final 4 minutes.
And that is inside the final four as the clock rolls. Cards with a ball up 6. Here's Ashford looking. Finds J.P. Gaines. Bluff to 3. Jump stop in the paint. Not there. 10-foot fadeaway. Missed it short. Gay got the rebound. In traffic. Scores. He split the defense and put it up against 3 defenders. Gay with a bucket.
Between you and me, I've been waiting for him to get on the interior a little bit, and that time he was there to gather that loose ball, put it up, draw the foul, and get the lead back out to 8 with an and one.
Well, and that's 4 fouls on Shepherd.
Yeah.
He's been a three-point marksman as Montez can't complete the three-point play. Comes out, and with the ball, Johnson Central. Cards up 8. 3.5 to play in the game. Dawson Montgomery between the circle. One dribble. Made a bad pass, but he got away with it. Got it back, driving in, throws up the runner, not there. Over the back of Gay, no call. Montez with a rebound as he shed the 6'7", Kyle Rose coming down.
Big stop there.
Ashford angles off to the right, throws it to Gaines. JP feeds Morrison, coming off the curl, got to the rim, put it up and in. Breland Morrison, 18 points in the game.
Defense a little flat-footed on that particular exchange.
Cardinals up 10. Malachi Ashford out there guarding Meeks, and Coach McKenzie saying advance the ball. He doesn't like that dribbling back and forth too much. He's going to take, it'll be a 30-second timeout called by Johnson Central. They've got a full left. Cards up 10, back after this brief message.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Golden Eagles of Johnson Central get the basketball. And here's Rayshon Hampton, bats it away. And he was on a run out as it was off to the races for Hampton with that deflected pass. But they say he stepped on the sideline. And Coach McKenzie, hands on his hip, he blurred right by him. He was by him. I guess he wondered, what was that streaking by me? Right in front of the Johnson Central bench. Here's Sloan driving the rim, and he's just going to push Breland Morrison out of the way, but J.P. Gaines was on his hip. They're going to say just out of bounds off of Gaines, I suppose. So Johnson Central will have the ball underneath their goal. No harm, no foul on that one. Inbounded to Sloan. Gaines has him for a change. Sloan trying to power his way in the paint. Put it up and scored. He's got 34 in the game. This may be one of the best individual performances we've seen this year.
Well, and there again, you've got a team coming in that rested and ready to play.
Cards coming off an emotional win over Montgomery County last night. Get in late and play again today. If there ever was what's called coined a trap game, that could be it. The Cards need to escape this. 72-65 GRC leading. Johnson Central. They screen down and pop out. Gay has it. 17-footer. He's had a tough time shooting.
Yeah, well, he fell back a little bit there.
Rose with the rebound. Throw it in the front court. Shepard has it blocked by Montez Gay. Montez has two block shots. More importantly, he's got four assists in this game. So finding other ways to help.
You've got to play the whole deal.
In addition to the 11 points he has. They give and go to Sloan at the rim. Yeah. He missed one of his easier shots. But it's kept alive in Johnson Central with new life. Sloan with a ball fake. Got by Gaines and draws a foul. JP was trailing the play. He got no weak side back line help. And he was beaten on the drive, and Sloan goes to the line. Five fouls as a team now by GRC. Sloan with two free throws. I mentioned he's made 12 in a row at the free throw line after missing his first one, and the beat continues. His stroke looks good. 36 points in this game for Sloan, one of the best individual performances.
2:05 left. He can cut it to five.
Free throw on the way, and it's good, man. He's a player, just a freshman, 6'3". 2 minutes to go. Ashford walks it up. Coach Cook talking to Hampton. He's right there. He could reach out and touch him. They spread the floor. Gaze on the baseline. They screen down for Rayshon. He's got it. He'll shoot a three. Missed the shot on the rebound. Nobody there. And here comes Sloan with a miss. Johnson Central without numbers. Shepard for a three. Didn't get it. Weak side rebound. Montez Gay in there battling, and it's out of bounds off Dawson Montgomery, much to the disdain of the Johnson Central fans, who moan as that call was made. Inbound pass to Ashford. Cards with the ball, still up 5. A minute and a half to play here in the game. Man-to-man by Johnson Central. Gay, top of the key. Hands it off to Morrison. Breland, he's at the top of the key. Stop and go move. 17-foot jumper. Got it. 8 in the quarter for Breland Morrison as the senior hit the jumper.
Not afraid to stroke it.
Throw it in the front court. Morrison alters the shot as Shepard, but Kyle Rose to put it up and in. Rose with only his second basket of the game. And Malachi Ashford with the foul, and it's going to send Kyle Rose to the free throw line for an and one opportunity.
Nice touch pass from the other side of the lane to him as he was on the low block and had position and put it in, and Malachi got him.
New player into the game. It's Tanner Castle for this Johnson Central team as Kyle Rose completes a three-point play. They just don't go away. It's been a basket trading kind of game. But now it's a four-point lead for the Cardinals with possession.
Minute to go, and now yes. 4 with the ball. Let's see what they do.
Gay driving on Rose. Got deep and throws up the shot. Rose took one in the chops as Gay attacked the rim, and big 6'7", Kyle Rose, he's a freshman, 220 pounds, good-looking player.
Montez getting the line for 2-shot.
Montez will go to the free throw line. He's 1-for-2 this evening, and he makes the free throw here. Shepard returns for the Golden Eagles. Coach McKenzie going offense, defense. Gay at the line for one more free throw. He's got 12 points in the game. Now make it 13. Big points there. Cards drop back. Inside a minute. Clock rolling. It's at 50. Sloan with the ball. They go to Shepard. Ball fake. Kick it out. Dawson Montgomery. Three-point shot missed. Shepard got the rebound. Tries to power his way in. Kick it out. Reverse it. Left side. Here comes Shepard. He throws up the runner and he banked it in.
Nice play at the 35-second mark to cut the lead back to 4.
That's a final timeout for the Golden Eagles as they burn it here with 34.8 seconds to go in the game. George Rogers Clark leading 76-72. Back in 30 seconds.
This is Adam Zofie, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Been a tight ball game. The Cardinals could never shake this pesky Golden Eagles team. They got up by 10, got up by 12, and Bobby, it's just been Johnson Central fighting back. These Eagles have clawed their way back to within 4, 76-72.
Right at the 3-minute mark of the third quarter, the Cards went up 14 points, 57-43, but Johnson Central's Golden Eagles have been relentless, and you have to hand it to them. They have hung in here and still have a shot inside the final minute.
They have a foul to give. Cardinals have one full timeout left, and possession arrow favors GRC. Hampton takes the inbound pass. He's in a hurry, gets into the front court, circles around. Breeding tried to foul him, and then finally Meeks will use a foul. It will be his second. That's a team fourth. So the Cards will reset at midcourt. And this will allow Shepard to get in there as Breeding comes out.
8 seconds.
Tanner Castle's junior.
8 seconds went off the clock before the foul was committed.
Montez Gay looking to get the ball inbounds, throws it in the backcourt. Malachi Ashford with it, brings number 5, Shepard, with him. Ashford dribbling, throws to Hampton. Rayshon pulls it out beyond the circle, draws a double team, and he's going to get a foul out there. And they tighten up the calling so nobody gets hurt. As you know, they want to stop the clock, and the official understands that. That foul is going to be on Meeks, his third, team fifth. So it will stop the clock with 15 and a half seconds. Cardinals up four, and Rayshon Hampton will go to the free throw line. Hampton has made his last five in a row. He's 5 of 6 on the evening, and he makes the free throw here. Huge free throw there. It makes it now 77-72. And he makes both free throws. Here come the Golden Eagles. Sloan in the front court. Long three. Hit the front of the rim, and Gaines got the rebound. Excuse me, and J.P. fouled in the backcourt. As
Rose.
It'll be two free throws coming for Gaines as we walk the length of the floor. Big Kyle Rose fouls out. 6'7", freshman center. Finishes with 5 points. Gaines at the foul line, and he missed a free throw. What's going on, Carlos? See you, man. Glad you came. Got a fan up here with us. JP missed a free throw. He's got one more coming. Makes the second. 79-72, 5 seconds. Rayshon Hampton stole it from Sloan. Dribbling out the clock, and the horn sounds. That'll do it. Cards escape. The claw of the Golden Eagles. GRC in a final. They win 79-72. Cardinals win this one. They have won now 7 in a row. And wasn't easy, Bobby, but playing on short rest, they come out and they get done what they needed to get done.
And playing against a very energized, although youthful, Johnson Central team who came in here with nothing to lose, played hard, played confidently, and certainly had an outstanding player in this game by the name of Austin Sloan.
Sure was. He was a dandy.
Well, and, tremendous player.
Yeah, and we've said it multiple times in this broadcast, just a freshman. We'll look to see who the player of the game is. Again, the Cardinals win in a final 79-72. Looking for the player of this game, Matt Cizek. He's had a long day of it, too. He's been here.
Yeah, he's been to the hospital.
Yeah, they've kept him well. They've kept him fortified.
Number 13, Breland Morrison.
So the senior, Breland Morrison, 6'2 senior for the Cardinals. He gets recognized as a player of the game by the Winchester Sun, and Morrison will accept this plaque, and his team will win 79-72. Cardinals push that winning streak to 7 in a row. They go to 17-1 overall. Johnson Central, 7-6. We'll be back after this two-minute break.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call. 987-1977.
Well, the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic comes to an end as the Cardinal boys wrap this one up with a 79-72 victory, a game that saw GRC lead and just couldn't get any separation. Longest lead in the game, 14 for the Cardinals, but that was midway in the third quarter. But, Bobby, that Johnson Central team just would not go away.
Well, when you've got Austin Sloan,
yeah,
and he's hot, and when he misses the shots, you've got guys rebounding, kicking it back out, and then he gets a fellow freshman by the name of Braden Shepherd, who is two hitting three-point shots, then they keep you attached enough to keep you nervous, and they got it all the way down to 4 points at the final one, well, with a minute and 11 seconds left to go, but GRC was able to steady the ship, so to speak, and take care of things late and win the game, but excellent effort by Tommy McKenzie's Golden Eagles coming in from the 15th region to play in this, what I feel like is a very prestigious event, and they certainly acquitted themselves well and can go back with their heads held high, and even though they're a youthful squad, they may have something to say about what happens in that 15th.
And I echo everything Bobby said. The thing is, the team's very young, freshmen,
absolutely,
basically, and they got good size, you know, and I think Coach McKenzie's got something that he can work with right there this year and also built for the future. The Cardinals come away, though, with the win 79-72, extending their winning streak to 7 games here at the MLK Junior Classic. And looking at some of the team numbers, George Rogers Clark didn't shoot it well. They shot it often from 3. They go 5 of 21, while Johnson Central, they hit 5 of 14. Turnovers in the game, 17 committed by the Golden Eagles, only 5 by GRC, only 1 the entire second half. Second chance scoring, it was a 17-11 edge for the Cardinals, and fast break scoring, 16-4 edge to GRC there. Cardinals shot 14 of 21 at the foul line, could have been better. You couldn't get much better than Johnson Central. They go 17 of 18 for the ball game at the free throw line. Looking at the individual scoring, Austin Sloan rolls in. He pours in 36 points in this performance tonight, 12 in the first half, 24 in the second half, and he's a dandy. 24 in the game by Braden Shepherd. Shepherd hit 3 3-point shots for his club. Other scoring, 7 scored by Dawson Montgomery all in the first half, 5 for Kyle Rose, the 6'7 center, before fouling out. You had Tanner Castle and Jacob Breeding both playing but failing to score. For the Cardinals, the boys' GRC team led in scoring, Rayshon Hampton. He had 28 points. He had 28 in the game, 14 in the first half, 14 in the second half. Other scoring, 20 points for our player of the game, senior Breland Morrison. His points came big in the fourth quarter. He hit 8 of his 20 in that fourth quarter. 3 of those baskets came in crunch time. Other scoring for GRC, it was J.P. Gaines coming away with back-to-back double-figure scoring nights. He gets 14 in this ball game, 13 in the game for Montez Gay. Montez blocked 2 shots. He dished 5 assists. He went 0 for 7 shooting the 3, but he did dish 5 assists from out around the perimeter. So other scoring for GRC, 3 points for Malachi Ashford. You had 1 point scored by Maddox Campbell. Hampton Taylor and Abram Howard both played, along with Eli Craig, but failed to score. Cardinal boys pick up the win, 79-72. Coach Cook played 9 players. We're going to wrap it up here from the GRC Arena at the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. This event, 5 games played today. We'll take a 1-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here at the GRC Arena.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Cardinal boys pick up the win tonight. The final score 79-72, despite a wonderful single individual performance by a freshman, Austin Sloan. And I don't know, that's got to rank one of the top individual performances. I mean, Rayshon Hampton hitting six threes in a game is pretty awesome too. But Sloan, a freshman, he put on a show, Bobby.
Put on a show, and we knew he was going to be a volume scorer and potentially a volume shooter. But when most of your shots are going in, and when they don't, you're getting to the foul line, and you're making, he missed the only free throw of the night for his team and made, what, 11 of his next 12
or something
like that. So he was really on point, and you have to hand it to him, just a tremendous effort.
Cardinals keep their winning streak going, and head coach Josh Cook comes up here. His winning streak continues as George Rogers Clark, they moved to 17-1 overall. They have won now seven in a row. Coach, you come in and built as much as a 14-point lead, but Johnson Central wouldn't go away. They were pesky, and they just stayed around. You got to trading buckets there for a while, playing on short rest. How was it?
I mean, it's kind of part of it. I mean, and honestly, it's one of those times we're scared to schedule this game. And after you play, because we learned a lesson a few years ago about it, but it's also mentally challenging. It makes you leadership. And, you know, we got their best shot. And, you know, credit to them. They're two of their kids can really, really play. And Coach McKenzie, who I got a ton of respect for. We used to have some battles back when I was in the 15th. And, you know, I mean, they won four or five regions in a row not too long ago. So
yeah, they
understand
did winning.
And that's what he's wanting to build those kids to make it on the run. And I believe they will, you know. But I'm going to go back and give credit to our guys, and we executed when we needed to. We're in the driver's seat. Could we extend it? We just never got to that point. A couple momentum things. You know, like even in the first half, we're getting ready to extend it. And, you know, Tez gets the dunk. Great play. And I like that he's showing emotion. I think it's a questionable. I hate that they call that because he's on top of the ball for the press. I mean, so he's going to go to the line. But got to be smart. They call it. Kills a bit of momentum. But, you know, we got to be a little better. I talked about it. Like, guys, we got to guard better as a team. When you're going to get some elite players playing their elite game, you have to help guard together as a team. So,
yeah, and this Bobby and I were talking. This guy's a volume scorer. He's a volume shooter.
Well, he averages 25 a game.
He's number 18 in the state overall, or number 13, and he made 11 free throws in a row. And again,
well, and that's
just,
the other, that's a, the other
and
thing.
And he played.
Too.
He had four freshmen that he played a lot of minutes out there.
Yeah, and those kids, they're building this group. They're building that group for a run, and I credit that. You know, I mean, the hardest part for us, we'll go through games where there won't be any free throws. We'll get into a game that we get a completely different set of certain things, and then we get into a game there's a lot of free throws. And that's honestly hard on us because we played last night. It was so physical. Today you touch somebody, and it's a foul.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something we got to get smarter and adjust at, and, you know, because we want to be able to guard and play. But I give credit to, you know, both teams. I think it was a great game to be a part of. Glad John Central came down, and it was a good game for us and a good game for them.
Yeah, and your seniors tonight, you get 28 from Rayshon Hampton, 20 from Breland Morrison, 14 from J.P. Gaines. Your seniors just kind of leading the way. And they have good players.
That's what you got to do. Right there is a great guy, too. Hey, buddy. Hey.
Who you got coming in here on our backside? There you go.
He's a legend. He's a legend. Mr. Johnson. There's some good people up there, some very passionate people with basketball. But overall, it was good for us. It was really just good for us mentally to come back and guard and be smart and do some things. And, you know, that's like even – and I'm talking because I'm just very honest. It's like us are learning. Like, you know, number one's got four fouls way early in the third quarter. And we told our guys that. Now, we called a timeout. I only had one timeout. I burned more timeouts than
I usually have. Yeah.
And I usually don't do that. But today I knew we were tired mentally, so I was trying to get them information to go play. And I said, hey, he's got four. He might want to. We went at him, I think, one more time. That's something we've got to, you know, that's something we can get better at. But they're kids with a lot of, you know, 24 hours, a lot of motion, and you know, beyond proud of them still. I mean, this is a game. It's a trap game. Yeah. But to still win those trap games, you could, you know, look at Kentucky today.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be ready to play at all times.
They were the seventh ranked team to fall to an unranked opponent this week. Right. So it can happen. Yeah, it happened to us over at Tate's Creek, you know, a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
you had a back-to-back, and in less than 24 hours you were playing again. Head coach Josh Cooks, who you're listening to, his team goes to 17-1. They pick up a big win, 79-72. He puts four players in double figures, played nine players in this ball game. And your thoughts about this event, and we'll let you go.
It's a great event, obviously, for a great purpose. We're glad to be a part of it. Every year we usually try to play it best we can. You know, and Coach Graham does a great job hosting the event. They bring a lot of great teams, you know, a lot of great girls.
Yeah,
teams
we did.
In. And we usually try to close it out to, you know, to help participate. But, you know, scheduling is just one of those things. Sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't. You know, and I'll give you a little story on this game, too. So we're talking.
15th region, huh?
Yeah, 15th. I was there at Lawrence. And, you know, and that's when they
had
some
really
elite.
Well, now, he's 0 for 3 against GRC.
Yeah, he kicked my butt, Coach McKenzie did, when I was at Lawrence. So we got him, I think, maybe once.
You're right. There. He's got five regions. He had a run there with four in a row.
Yeah, he had a run. And that's what he's building for again, and I believe they're going to get there again.
Well, let's hear your story.
Something really short. So, you know, and this is playing your district rival the next day. A couple of years ago, we played Montgomery. It was back when we were still playing at the O-Gym. Mm-hmm. We play them, we have an explosion in the fourth quarter, just great. I think Jordan Graham gets hot, hits like four or five threes. We play awesome, great environment. The next day, we played Bryan Station, and that wasn't a really strong Bryan Station team at that time, and that was, you know, we had more offensive rebounds than we did made field goals. And if you want to know what that means, we would miss it, rebound it, and keep missing it over and over.
Yeah.
And we got beat that day, and it taught me a very good lesson about being smart about your scheduling, about after district games, and just making sure guys mentally kind of are there. And it's dangerous, you know what I mean? It's very dangerous, but it's also a good experience to be a part of.
Now, I'd forgotten the Bryan Station game, but the Tate's Creek one lives in my mind, and I don't know where that guy went, that guy with that French name, but some way he was a hero over there that night. But well, we got Tate's Creek coming up on Tuesday, but you get a weekend to rest, so get your team and get them ready. You guys are really clicking, playing well.
We're playing hard.
Yeah,
most important, playing hard. Attitude's in the right place. I think we're trying to buy in. That's been really good for us over the past. I would say since last Tuesday, we've really headed in the right direction.
Only one turnover in the second half. They only had five for the game. Coach Cook coaching a team that's valuing the possession. And they win seven in a row. They go to 17-1. Appreciate you coming by, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, 79-72 is the final as the Cardinals continue to roll. Well, a full day of basketball, Bobby. We're going to sign it off. And while UK may have lost, we won two here. So let's take these two wins and go home, and hope you have a great weekend.
Well, I agree with you totally, and UK's loss isn't going to do anything but help them.
Boy, I tell you what, that Cardinal girls game put some salve on any Kassor you would have, though.
Oh, my
they
goodness.
Stole that one, played from behind, and game was over, and you looked up the scoreboard, and they had won by two.
They're ahead.
All right, that's going to do it. Full evening of basketball here at the Martin Luther King Jr. Classic. Hayes McMakin, our onside engineer, Tim Smith, back at the station. He's our producer, Bobby Baldwin beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill.
We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.